At my bank, I was literally getting pennies using Wealthfront. Cha-ching!
Meet Angela, a Wealthfront Cash Account client since 2023.
I left my job, not having something else lined up yet. I was pregnant with my second. We had to think about how do we make our money work for us. Every month, there's this much that I'm getting in interest, and I didn't have to do anything. My money is working hard on its own, and I can trust Wealthfront is taking care of me.
With a Wealthfront Cash Account, earn up to 4.2% APY on your cash. No account fees, no minimums, and no strings attached. Plus, free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts. Get started at wealthfront.com. Client was paid $1,000 for their testimonial, creating a conflict of interest. Outcomes vary. 3.3% base APY as of January 30th, 2026 is representative variable and earned on funds swept to program banks. 0.65% new client boost for 3 months on up to $150,000. Direct deposit $1,000 a month and fund an investing account for a 0.25% increase. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage LLC, member FINRA SIPC, not a bank. Instant withdrawal subject to conditions. Fees and eligibility requirements may apply to certain checking features of the cash account.
The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10 o'clock exactly here. 10:01, actually, on ESPN 97.5. If you want to get in, just me and Del now. Lance is still hanging up, but you never know. He's got work to do. 713-780-3776. Yeah, this is an absolute free year for everybody. So you add, everybody gets that fifth, now sixth year?
Depends.
Yeah. I mean, the seniors get a sixth year, but I don't know that the...
I believe everyone can treat this year as a red shirt, even if they played. It doesn't matter.
Right. They can treat this year as a redshirt year, even if you've redshirted already.
Yes.
So you're going to get that sixth year.
Yes, if you choose.
If you choose to. If you've already redshirted, yes, you will get 6 years.
Yes.
Right. Otherwise, you get to play five. Now, yes. Everybody in this class, in college football right now, gets to play 5 years.
Anyone who participated, yeah, from the 2000 season gets an extra year no matter what, if they so choose.
Yeah.
That's why it would be big if you're a national title contender to get some of your senior offensive line back like the Aggies are trying to do. It's just an added boost to a team who had a good showing in the Orange Bowl, beat North Carolina 41-27. North Carolina didn't play
without their running backs
and their one of their star wide receivers, but the win is the win, and you finish what did they finish, 9-1 or 10-1? What were the Aggies at the end of the day?
9-1.
Probably going to be a finish in the top four.
Yeah, because Notre Dame falls out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be a top four team finish in the country.
Yeah. And as well, they should be.
But this is a COVID year, so I know it doesn't really mean the same. You got to look at next year to make sure this year is real. That's what I was told earlier before our break. I was told you have to look at next year to determine whether the Aggies year this year
That's
is
right.
a real one.
That's yes. right.
Of course, it came from a Texas
fan. That was
a
Longhorn Scott.
Dude. Yeah, but I heard what I heard, John.
I know you heard that, but it doesn't. But that doesn't mean it's. I mean,
no, 2021. I know it happened in 2020, but 2021 me will hear things and just take them as fact.
I gotcha.
Because I feel like that's what a lot of people
do. That is,
do.
Yeah. Well, that was in 2020.
I don't know. I know, but I'm changing. If he's okay, you're right. If he says it again, Scott, call in and say it again, and then I'll take it as fact.
Yeah. So apparently Eric Bieniemy is having virtual, you know, you can do virtual head coaching interviews, and Eric Bieniemy is doing virtual head coaching interviews with the Detroit Lions and Atlanta Falcons. Today he's doing it. Today. So he's not going to get much else done. Can the Texans squeeze in here somewhere? Because I think that would make, isn't that Deshaun's choice is Eric Bieniemy?
I believe that is.
I believe it is too. So, well, what? The Texans are lagging behind other teams? I didn't see that coming. I really didn't see that coming, where the Texans would be, you know, slow to act. I didn't really see that.
I mean, when the starting quarterback comes out in his final post-game presser and talk about a lack of foundation and direction?
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, it is
Brian rudder. Daboll. I don't even know why you are still talking about this. He's your head coach.
Who's his agent?
Then why do you care?
Seem to think it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So why do you care who his agent is?
Because it seems like
it's a guy named Bob Lamont. Big deal. Who cares?
Who else does he represent?
Lots of people.
Anyone in particular who worked for the Texans?
Anybody in the Texans organization?
I don't know. I think.
You think?
Their executive vice president of football.
What's his name?
Jackie Sturby.
What's the executive vice president's name?
Jack Easterby.
Ah, okay.
Easterby. All right.
So an inside job then. So
he's also got a – well, if Nick Caserio comes – man, I'm telling you, this is all lining up. The stars are lining up wonderfully for Jack Easterby. If it's Caserio
– well, either that or Nick just says, Bill was right. You're not a football guy, so beat it.
Or you're not doing football things.
Yeah. If Caserio would come in, it wouldn't be great for the media because I think he'd turn into this super secretive, do all the Patriot stuff that – hasn't really worked outside the building.
I don't give a rat's ass. But what it would do, though,
he already has his idea of who Jack Easterby is.
Yeah.
And I think if he came over, Jack knows who he is as well.
Yep.
And I think there would be an understanding.
Yep. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think Jack Easterby is, I think there's again, you have to be self-aware. And Jack Easterby is realizing, holy crap, I got to hang on to this.
I was in over my head.
Yep. And I'm not I'm sure he read the Bill O'Brien quote. No, Jack's not a personnel guy. Belichick. Jack Easterby. Well, no,
is the Bill O'Brien
quote. No. The Bill Belichick quote where he said,
"Oh, Belichick, yeah."
Jack's definitely not a personnel man.
Yeah.
And then if it's Bill O'Brien, Jack Easterby's no personnel man.
Well, I don't know.
Have we ever heard Nick Caserio say anything?
Nope. I have, but it was at Texas A&M Pro Day.
Hey Nick,
where he was actually throwing, he was actually the throwing quarterback that day at their pro day.
Nick,
well, they didn't have a quarterback.
Johnny did it separate that day.
Yeah, he was doing his own thing. Worked out for him.
They don't have a backup that they can.
Apparently not. Yeah. Hey Nick, that whole thing where the Patriots wouldn't let you become GM because of that whole thing. How did that play out? What's that? He never says anything.
No one's ever heard him talk.
No, only Lance.
Lance.
I don't remember what he sounded like.
He said, "Run."
I just remember
run
him
a
saying,
post. Does he yell at people? Like, I mean, he comes out of that organization.
Go deep.
Everybody's a masshole out of that organization.
I know, except Belichick, who's the relatively quiet one. But he's not
a masshole. But
yeah, but he's like a Sith Lord.
Subtract the letter, and you.
He's like a Sith Lord.
Yeah, right. He's exactly what he is. 10:07 ESPN 97.5. Who was that up there?
Well, Gilbert's still on hold, but we also have Dirty Bird. He wants to talk about the Falcons.
Who? Dirty Bird wants to talk about the Falcons?
Yeah.
Wants to talk about the Falcons.
Well, I don't know, John. Not many people.
Okay, let's get him in here. Hey, Dirty Bird.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I just had a question. Hey, do you guys think that the Falcons will trade or get rid of Matt Ryan and Julio? And also, who you think will be a good fit as the head coach for those guys? I'll hang up and listen.
I think there are a lot of...
I think they'll draft a quarterback to groom. I don't think they'll trade him. I think Julio Jones could be gone. That's the talk, is that Julio Jones could be gone.
Yeah, and I think... Listen, Matt Ryan was bad this year. Matt Ryan was bad.
Yeah, no.
If
you're the Colts, Philip Rivers said he wants to come back. So here's the thing. Matt Stafford is probably going to be the guy that everyone's looking for. It's going to go like this. Stafford 1. It will probably go Stafford 1, Ryan 2, and then Wentz 3 would be the 3, and then Darnold 4. Maybe Darnold 3, Wentz 4. I don't know, because Wentz has a bunch of money left.
Yeah, there's
although you can get out of it. That's why I don't know. I don't know if Atlanta would get good value for him.
And as far as their coaching,
and who needs quarterbacks, by the way, and who wants the Colts could use another Band-Aid.
But then you just get a different Band-Aid quarterback.
Well,
maybe, but maybe not. No, maybe he'll be better with Frank Reich.
Yeah. I think Matt Ryan would be a better option than Philly, Big Philly.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
He's got a real arm.
Yeah, but what are you giving up for him, though? Not much. I mean, not much
you
at all.
You have to give up at least, it starts at a second, though.
No, I ain't doing that if I'm, no.
Yeah, but your window's kind of open right now if you're the Colts from an offensive line standpoint and T.Y. Hilton.
If I'm going to give up a second, I want Darnold, not Ryan.
Ugh. I know what I'm getting with Matt Ryan. I still don't know what I'm getting with Darnold. Darnold is still a wildly unknown guy. So
yeah, but
I don't know. Is Dirty Bird still on?
No.
Okay. Like, if I'm Atlanta, all this almost, so close, ooh, we got some talent. That stuff is just not, that's not paying the bills anymore.
No.
To me, I would do a hard reset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And not only that, but you've got a lot of defense to work on. Boy, that was your problem. You had leads in how many games?
You need draft picks, and you need to redraft. You've missed. You've missed. Vic Beasley looked like a player, and then he wasn't one. Tack McKinley?
No.
Miss. You missed on both those guys. Rashad Hegeman is low earlier, but you missed on him. Like, they got a lot of work to do on defense. They missed on Collins at LSU a few years ago. I don't know that Atlanta's a sneaky average job. It feels like it's a good one, but you got Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and Calvin Ridley and yeah, but.
Well, I mean, I will say, yeah, Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage.
On paper, it looks pretty good, but yeah, see, I like that. How about we move Julio Jones? How about we keep Russell Gage, who's really come along? Calvin Ridley is a really good player. We can go find another wide receiver. Find three wideouts.
Julio Jones is gone.
Yeah. So you move Julio Jones, and then I would probably draft Matt Ryan's potential
replacement. Yep, absolutely. All right, 10, 11, 12 now, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Enough Falcons football. Let's talk about what the Texans got to do next right here.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Before we get to did you see Wonder Woman 84?
I did. I watched it after the Orange Bowl on Saturday. I found a way to watch it.
Everybody says it was disappointing.
As I was watching it, I thought to myself, I know DC isn't part of Disney. Marvel is, but it's a Disney movie. In terms of, they hammer you with messaging about truth and being positive and not lying. It was like there were no stakes. Like, you never felt that there was anything really bad that's going to happen to anyone. It just felt like a Disney movie. Like, you kind of almost, as much as you like to make the jokes about cartoons, it almost just felt like a cartoon movie. Like nothing really bad is going to happen to anyone here. And it's really about a message you're sending. Like, even in the end, I'm not going to get away, but it's like Wonder Woman doesn't even really do anything. She speaks, and that changes the tide of the battle. I'm like, what? She's just talking.
Does she have to kill anybody?
No.
What are you talking about? We got to kill people if you're Wonder Woman.
It's like the power of choice determines. It was all. It was like the kind of like a more you know. Remember the more you know stuff?
Yeah.
It was kind of just like if you, what my it was like if you combined a Disney movie with like a TBN, which is that church broadcasting network type of production of a thing where it's like they're sending a message. It's about this and that. It was whatever.
Did you feel better about yourself and not lying, though? Or did you feel worse about yourself because you lie all the time?
I felt like I'm glad I didn't go watch this movie in a theater is what I felt.
I'm glad I didn't spend too much money on it.
Or any money.
Oh, wow. That's okay. So now I think probably you felt pretty bad about yourself because you're not supposed to lie and steal, and yet here you are stealing a movie from Disney.
It wasn't from Disney. It's from DC. I wouldn't do that to the Disney Corporation. Wouldn't do it to Mickey. It was from Warner Brothers.
You stole it from Warner Brothers.
Yeah, because I'm a Disney stan. I gave Warner the shiv by watching it for free.
Ah.
And it was it wasn't even disappointing because I don't care enough about Wonder Woman to be disappointed by it. It was just like, I could have gotten this on the Disney Channel. It was the same type of vibe, even though it was a lot more expensive.
Yeah, but not for you.
The vibe is, I mean, for...
It was an expensive vibe for you.
It was expensive for the people who made it. But as far as what it was, I'm sure there's a Nickelodeon show that would give me the same message. Thank you.
Apparently, report out here, Jason LaConfora says that the Texans general manager search includes Ozzie Newsom. How awesome would it be to get Ozzie Newsom in here? But the only thing that I worry, I mean, look at what he did with the Ravens. I wonder if he at 64 has the same kind of energy.
Does he want to start over in a new place? He's the whole infrastructure set up in Baltimore. If he comes here, he's going to have to be a guy who changes, the word culture is overused, but change the way things are done here. Does he want to do that? Does he want to root out everything he finds is wrong with this place and start fresh?
He would be far and away the number one choice if it wasn't for that whole 64 thing. His resume, I mean, talk about his ability to find talent, his winning, his organizational skills. His everything about Ozzie Newsom, I mean, hits every check mark. The only one is 64, and I don't want to age discriminate, but I just you got to have a lot of energy for this job. It's a 24/7 thing. You got to be on top of every player everywhere. I mean, he stepped down as the Ravens general manager a couple of years ago because Eric DaCosta was ready. And I imagine, he was like, okay, my time came, my time went. But he's still involved with the game and Baltimore's critical decisions. And you know who makes really good critical decisions on football? Is the Ravens. Really good critical decisions. When you got the MVP with the last pick of the first round, you did pretty damn good. When you make, I mean, the guy, it's guy after guy after guy that you're like, man, the Ravens made it. There's a good pick. Wow. Look at the Ravens. Look at the talent the Ravens have all across the board. While, staying cap under the cap and doing, I mean, Ozzie Newsom would be perfect. But you just, is it a Band-Aid? Or is he there for a few years, a couple, maybe 3 years, and he trained somebody?
It's not a Band-Aid if he uproots anything and everything that is Texans and does it his way. Like if Kyle goes, like Kyle wanted Ed Reed because Ed Reed was a proven winner, didn't work out. Hopefully, if they did get Ozzie, it's a different story.
You know who got rid of Ed Reed?
Yeah,
when he was any good anymore.
Said appreciate your. That's they won a Super Bowl. Said bye, thank you. So if he brings in Ozzie Newsome and says Ozzie, what do you think we need to do? And Ozzie goes, that person gone, do this. And Kyle's like, yes, I'm all for it. Then yes, it is not just a Band-Aid because they've allowed him to change the entire infrastructure.
Well, I say it's a Band-Aid only because of how long he would be the general manager.
He's going to
hire. But again, and if he's got somebody that he thinks
next in line,
perfect, next in line, then, I mean, yeah, and that guy can take over.
At 64, if he still wants to do this and you give us, if the Texans are asking for a commitment of 3 years and build it so it's almost like plug and place. Once you leave, the next guy who you believe is in line for a job like this is ready to go. And then we insert him and we keep it going. It's the dream. I mean, they would actually have to ask him to leave, the only pro franchise he's ever known.
Right. But, it would be, I mean, you want to talk about tackling something that would be challenging. as opposed to, you know, he just, what did Ozzie Newsome have to do in his last few years? And now, what is he doing? I mean, it's just keeping the machine rolling as opposed to building from scratch, but you got the one piece that everybody wants.
Well, he built that Baltimore thing from scratch because he was originally with them with the Browns as an executive and came when they moved. So he knows how to do that. So just a question of whether he wants to whether he always wants to be seen as a Brown Raven, because that's what he's been. And the question is, does he want to do something different?
Right.
And are the Texans the most appealing place to do that?
Well, and again, well, are you autonomous? Because he would be. I mean, he ain't.
He's not coming here to work under Easterby.
No, and he ain't. You know, Jack Easterby doesn't threaten him. Cal McNair would just go, you know, something like that. And he wouldn't understand him or something. Ozzie Newsome would be a perfect choice.
It would show not only people who cover the team, but I would imagine you talk about names. It's not a coach, but people say, who's Ozzie Newsome? You just give him the Baltimore Ravens resume, and people would be all in here as a fan base. It would be a home run hire for a team who's desperate for credibility.
Well, and listen, one of the things about a general manager is you have to – I mean, that is something that is lacked here is – I'm the boss, and I have the credibility. You know, Charlie Casserly had some credibility. Rick Smith was his first general manager job. And then Bill O'Brien was just a joke. It was just a joke. So this would be the perfect credibility. This would change the entire course of this organization. It would be the most credible move they've ever made.
As bad as this last year plus has been as far as moves and questions and everything as a hit piece on the Texans, and really rightfully so. You hire Ozzie Newsome, it changes all the negativity pretty much goes away. You have complete trust in him. You say, how will Ozzie Newsome build a team around Deshaun Watson? And even if you have to go through a bad year where he goes, you know what, we're going to cut all these guys and we're not really going to sign guys because we want to be bad. People are like, okay, Ozzie, sure. We believe. The question is, why would Ozzie Newsome want to come here other than the challenge? Because, I mean, even in the Lock of Four article, he talks about no one believes he really would ever lead the Ravens Browns. It would be something that would shock pretty much the football world, I think, if he took a job here. And at least the Texans are taking their shots. Better than what we thought is possible.
Listen, this gives me some hope with Cal. This actually gives me some hope that Cal is on the right track here. Cal is actually, wait a minute, he's reaching out to Ozzie Newsome?
I would be interested, because his dad did the same, his dad in a lesser extent did it with Ed Reed. Champion, pros pro, older guy, clearly, I would rather have Ozzie Newsome than the old Ed Reed. The question would be, if it doesn't work out, when you miss with the obvious choice, like Texas, when they miss with the obvious choice in Urban Meyer, we thought they were going to stick with Tom Urban. They pivoted to Steve Sarkisian. I want to know the plan if the dream doesn't work. Now, the dream gives you some hope because at least we're not just settling for, well, I guess Jack could do things. That appears out the window.
Yeah.
If this doesn't work, who do you pivot to?
Well, it's the next best candidate.
Hopefully.
No, at least they're, I mean, I didn't even think, how's he knew some? To be thinking outside the box and thinking about something as far-reaching as Ozzie Newsome, I mean, that's reaching for the stars. And you know what? Happy. I'm thrilled that is at least something that this organization is thinking about. And if it happened, holy crap.
It would be – we talk about upsets in sports. What's the odds?
The odds are long.
The established – Hall of Fame executive decides to join what many people consider a joke of a front office.
Yeah.
It'd be like Virginia losing the first round when they were the one seed. That's how surprising it would be if Ozzie Newsome left Baltimore to come be an executive.
Well, now he's got a consultant now in Baltimore.
It Yes,
he's no longer.
But he was. He wanted. I don't know how. I don't know if he was pushed out or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how that played out. But he stepped down, stayed up with the team. It's not like he's going, you know what? I'm going to go work for one of the star franchises in all sports. The Dolphins have called. Not even the Dolphins, because they were really good in the 70s. Whoever you would name, the Cowboys, that said, hey, Ozzie, come work for us. It's that little team in Texas who everyone laughs at, and he wants to come here. I would hope so. I would hope so. It well, just seems like a big upset.
No, honestly, he isn't. I mean, this is a more attractive job than Dallas.
Yes, because you have Deshaun.
And you have Jerry versus Cal. Cal will just sit in his office. I'm not going to say what Cal's
well,
doing.
What would he do?
He's in his office.
I think Cal strums a guitar in his office.
You think so?
I think
do
I.
You think he's one of the rock boys?
He's not a rock boy per se, but I think Cal when he's got some free time,
I don't know all the time.
He's playing the guitar. He's strumming.
He doesn't seem like a Renaissance man.
That's not a Renaissance man. Cal just wants to hang out and chill. His dad thrust the Texans on him. Cal was more than happy being second in line, and certainly. Unfortunately, his father passed away, so now he's next in line. But Cal, I think Cal likes to play the guitar.
Mm. Wow, that is Ozzie Newsome. That gives me hope, and where there was no hope, Del.
You're like you know who you are. You're a college football fan who hears that you're looking
at Urban Meyer.
You're Texas who thinks, hey, yeah. Well, we might get Urban Meyer.
What?
Never. Or when you thought you had Saban in the bag at one point too.
Yeah,
wound up with Charlie Strong, then Tom Herman, and now Steve
Sarkisian.
Yeah. You know who you're going to get? You're going to get a former drunken
GM. Who is the Washington GM?
guy you want.
Remember?
Yeah, those guys. I know the Texans get laughed at, but the Redskins, the Washington team was a mess in the front office.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
The Redskins former GM, what was his name? And he liked it.
He liked to do stuff.
Yeah. He liked that. He loved to... McLuhan. Scott McLuhan.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we're going to end up with. Except Scott McLuhan is everybody actually, loves Scott McLuhan. And Scott McLuhan is a hell of a general manager. I would be thrilled if Scott McLuhan ended up.
Sark got a premier job overcoming his issues.
Scott McLuhan would be a wonderful pick here. 1029 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Get some calls in here now. Your thoughts on anything that we've been talking about, Texans. You're more than welcome to do that. We got news of the weird coming your way, and there's plenty of weird news to keep us busy here after all the time off. Glad to be back. Del was in L.A. with mom, social distancing in his mom's own house.
In her own home, yeah. Per the bank's rules, where she works.
You were social distancing.
Yeah, she told
me. In your own house.
She told me when I finalized the ticket that, okay, I mean, we come in, no hugging, no wear a mask when... Well, those are the rules.
How did you feel about not hugging?
I was okay with it. I mean,
Dad comes, how much do you two hug?
My dad's not a hugger.
Really? I didn't see that
coming.
No,
he's not a hugger. I've never seen him hug anyone.
Huh. You've never seen your dad hug anyone?
I can't remember.
I would imagine at one point he hugged your mom or something.
They were never together when I was alive. They were together. They were not together after. Actually... By the time I could understand things, I think they broke up when I was like two, three. So, no, I never saw them hug. At least not my memory doesn't have it in there. Come from a broken home, John.
That's
the definition of
well,
a broken
since, home. Yeah, that is kind of.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, see, is. When people think, man, Dale's really grumpy, I feel like I'm actually pretty well adjusted.
Considering
all the things.
Right, right. Well, but you almost had a Russian mom.
I was hoping for Ukrainian or something. Yeah. Svetlana.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
How sweet would that have been?
I don't. I mean, it's not a porn. It's not a porn movie, John. Okay. I'm not going to be peeking through the keyhole watching Svetlana change at 12.
Maybe,
but I'm not you. I don't think. I think I would have been creeped out more than anything.
Seven three seven eight zero three seven seven. We haven't heard from Lazy J.
Oh, that's a shame.
What's going on, Lazy J?
Good morning, fellas. Happy New Year, man. Am I still banned?
No, you're off suspension. We said up until the new year.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, I just wanted to apologize, man. It was crazy. I'm a FedEx delivery driver at the time for 100 packages that day. I really thought I was on mute, so I want to apologize for using that foul language on the air. So.
No problem.
Thank you.
And also, I don't know, I saw y'all did that 2020 wrap-up, the good and the bad. I just wanted to get my thoughts on that, if that's okay with y'all, you know, since I was banned for a whole week or 2 weeks.
Okay, sure.
Okay. All right. My worst take of 2020 was, y'all firing Raheel. Barry Laminick, I'm cool with that, you know, wasn't really a big fan of him. But Raheel, you know, I got him out here doing Sorry podcast with little Hispanic kids, you know, kind of hard.
That's Jose.
That's Jose.
Well, and David Nunez.
The good thing about 2020
that too.
Is, I know a lot of people don't talk about it, but first time, I guess, in maybe Houston sports history that we had three black head coaches. You know, I'm not really a big fan of the Texans, but, you know, that's kind of cool to see in 2020 to have three black coaches here in the city. So,
yeah.
Great. Yeah, so that was also great. So, I just appreciate y'all. Love the show, man, and keep listening, man.
All right.
And a sincere and earnest Lazy J. I don't like it.
No.
It's not what I'm here for.
That's not what – he's never been here for that.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't get to call him white or anything.
Sincere, but wait a minute. I'm okay with Barry Laminack?
No, he was okay with his dismissals.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's not a great thing, but it's sincere. No. I mean, he was honest. I'm not a huge fan of that particular honesty, but
– No. I mean, you can feel – Barry Laminack is a person, too. We like Barry Laminack.
Yes, and Raheel's not just doing podcasts, little Hispanic kids. He actually does, you know, almost a weekly show after Texans games and with David Nunez of ABC 13.
Yeah.
He does other stuff besides hanging out with Jose.
Well, I thought that's who he was
I think he was talking about Jose as the little Hispanic kid, not David Nunez, not the ABC 13 sports anchor.
Right, I'm hoping not.
He was talking about our producer.
Anyway, I mean, we went back to 2020. It's 2021 now. Let's turn the calendar page.
Yeah. Okay? I'm a new person.
We're all new people.
I don't think you're very new, but
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, no, I'm totally different.
I'm a hardened stan now. No slander for me.
You're not hating anymore.
I'm going to take on the personality of Rockets Twitter when it comes to Harden. If you take a shot at him, I'm going to be right there. I've got my cape on too.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
I'm there. That's my resolution.
I'm a
resolution.
New person, but I'm not quite there yet.
The most dynamic offensive weapon to ever play the game. Sorry. Better than Steph. Coming up on Mike. Just telling you. Harden. That's my guy. This is me setting up when he gets traded to Miami. so I can like him.
By the way, are we hearing? Okay, I guess they're talking to Denver, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And others, Mike D'Antoni, the report came out that the Nets cooled on Harden because D'Antoni, you don't want him. That's the report.
You're 3-4. I mean, remember when the Nets, after their first two games,
they beat up on the Warriors?
NBA team ever?
Yeah, because they beat the Warriors.
And then the Celtics.
And they're still the Nets who don't defend.
And they're 1-4 since then.
Yeah, 3-4. Lost to the Wizards yesterday. Got their second win of the year. Beating the Nets in Brooklyn, not that home court matters very much. But, yeah, the Mets are going to be dynamic offensively. But they got two superstars, and Caris LeVert's a good player. But they don't have any real dogs defensively.
They just lost 146-145.
They don't play any defense.
No.
And KD ain't looking to do that in the regular season. Neither is Kyrie. Those guys will get put in effort and play harder defensively in the playoffs when they get there, but these are games where this team's going to feel like they're going to beat you on skill, not really digging deep.
Have you checked out were you able to watch the Rockets?
I watched some, not all. I was in LA, so it was a little bit more difficult to see them play. I mean, James didn't play in the last one. They They struggled early, and they beat the Kings a couple games in a row. So that's nice to beat the Kings. Now they have the Mavericks tonight. Christian Wood's a player. I mean, you kind of scoff at some of the stuff when they're talking about, well, who compared him to Anthony Davis? I mean, it's a little – I mean, this was when at the initial start, his first, like, game, they're talking about how he reminded them of Anthony Davis, a couple of the Rockets. I was like, okay, whatever. Well, relax. He's a good player.
Yeah.
Good offensively.
I don't know if I do that.
He's not defensively the player Anthony Davis is, not even close.
No, but he's grabbing boards. I don't know. I don't want to put Anthony Davis
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so you're talking
Anthony
about a
Davis
top
is
five player of all time. Not all time, but in the league right now, Anthony
yeah.
Davis.
Yeah, we got to slow down on
him. Relax. He's a dynamic offensive player who probably isn't sure how good he actually is yet, because much like James early in his career, limited opportunities. But when he got them with the Pistons, he performed. Now he's got a fuller role. This is a Rocket team that I don't suspect is going to play a lot of defense. Just not the way it looks. Who knows? Maybe they'll gel and they'll become a better defensive team.
Yeah, and a better offensive team will give them more problems. Obviously, yeah, we saw that already.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times.
But I'm kind of happy with the, you know, first of all, I'm really happy about the Christian Wood acquisition. I think John Wall, if he can stay healthy, you know, Boogie is Boogie. But and then they're not just taking pennies on the dollar for James Harden. I think that's a good start for Rafael Stone.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll if that trade does happen, that'll determine how we view him. But so far, Christian Wood looks like a guy who decided the Rockets going to give me a bigger role. I'm going to take advantage of it. And John Wall, I mean, multiple years off that surgery, looks like a player. The Rockets and their long-term, I mean, goals and health will be determined by whether James stays or what they get for him. I mean, they're kind of in this limbo thing where they're going to play, but do we know what this Rocket team will be in a month with the James thing hanging over their head? It'd be interesting to see if the Rockets say, we're not even trading him this year, how it would go, or they actually make the trade, and then that team can, you know, actually accept who they're going to be. You got to believe those guys are wondering, when's he gonna go, or is he going to stay? I don't know how you become a team that way, waiting for the star to either be here or not.
Yeah. I kind of like the team, if you want to know the truth. If James stays... I like the I think the team is better than last year's team, and it's fun to watch.
The kids
a lot of fun to watch.
They're gonna look they look different, and it'll be an enjoyable brand of basketball for some people. I mean, I just don't know what they're gonna be. But so far 2-2.
Yeah.
You would like to see them beat a team not named the Kings. They'll get that opportunity tonight.
Yeah, you know, I thought the Portland game was awesome. I thought that was just unbelievable back and forth. And it was, I think it was a microcosm of James Harden's career. He was unbelievable. He came up huge, huge, huge. And then at the biggest moment, he just threw the ball away.
So I don't know whether PJ's supposed to stay in that corner or what, but yeah, final play.
Why are you doing that? Just put up a floater or something.
I don't know.
Why are you passing it?
Well,
and then you pass it right
there's
now.
There's some dumb turnover stuff that happens late with him and some passivity
as
well.
And again, you know, at execution time, at elimination time, what happened with James? And yet he was so unbelievable that you're like, how can you be mad at him?
It's very hard to lean on one play in the first game he played when he was so great.
But
it's kind of what he is.
What he is. It was a microcosm of his career. It's 10:44 almost right here on ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird, finishing up the show strong, headed into the press box right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
10:45 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, Women's Health had to apologize to everybody. Women's Health, what's that? They got to do this one?
Okay. No, I was just pointing at the TV.
Oh, at the TV, what? Oh, my goodness. Anthony Lynn fired. Wow.
Chargers finished 7-9, promising young quarterback, but I guess they said enough was enough. Too many close losses. So, beat it.
How much was that on their defense, though?
Or their kicker, depending on the game.
Yeah,
the
right.
Situation. Yeah, so Anthony Lynn done. He joins Doug Marrone and Adam Gase, who have been fired over the weekend. We'll see who's if Doug Peterson, is he next? We'll see.
I mean, how many people are asking today? I mean, can I be more sick of everybody? Should the Giants be pissed? Giants, win more than six games. If you take care of your own business, you don't have to worry about us trying to get into the playoffs with a six-win team.
Yeah, that is the thing you point to and say, well,
stop.
They were even lucky and fortunate to be in the position. But if you're just watching the game, you're like, could you not play Nate Sudfeld and then lie to us about it? I would have more respect, and we'll get back to News of the Weird, if the Eagles came out and said, yeah, the difference between 6 and 9 is a big deal in terms of draft slotting. That's why we lost. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. And guess what? Take care of your own business. Don't worry about us. We're trying to lose over here. We're trying to get draft picks over here. Mind your own damn business. Yeah. Stop pick watching us.
The Jets were like us. They would have Trevor Lawrence right now if they tried like we tried.
Yeah. The Jets effed it up. Okay, we ain't.
Yeah, I don't know. But Anthony Lynn done. But News of the Weird.
Anthony Lynn done. Women's Health had to apologize because they said, hey, we've got the exercise to help you burn off those Christmas calories. Are we soft? Can we have to apologize? Burn off for saying burn off Christmas calories?
They didn't add the word fatty at the end.
No, they didn't even call anybody fat.
What's the problem then?
Listen.
Who has a problem with this?
Hey, fat ass.
Well, that's aggressive.
Get those Christmas calories off.
But who has a problem with, you know, a Woman's Health, that magazine, who's always talking about weight loss and fitness, telling you exercises to help you burn off fat?
Yes.
What's the big deal?
Guess what? Wait a minute, but maybe it was Christmas calories. What, do you think Jewish women are pissed?
Or Muslim women?
Or Muslim women?
Or I don't know. Was it a religious thing?
Should they
have said holiday calories?
Do Muslim women really gouge themselves during the holidays? I don't know.
I wouldn't say
most of their holidays are fasting, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't. You might be right. I'm just saying I don't know. I really don't know. I just used another religion that isn't all about the, you know, Christianity. That's all. I just threw Muslim women in there. I'm not sure why Women's Health is having a problem. Because they tell people about losing weight all the time.
Most of the Muslim women you see in these movies and series are pretty fit. They're looking pretty good.
Well, you mean TV put attractive people for us to watch?
Well, but this is the impression I get.
Okay? I would say, you know, if you watch the movie Set in Wisconsin, the women, even the women who are considered the not attractive women for the TV show, are going to be far more attractive than the women you would see in Wisconsin. Because I use Wisconsin as an example because you did time there.
A lot of times you're just going to make your point about Wisconsin women, I think.
No, I'm using them as a point to say that TV reality is a lot different than actual reality.
Huh. Did you watch Making of a Murderer? Did you find any hotties in that one? No.
Well, that's a doc, not a TV show. There's a difference. I bet you a show about Wisconsin is going to have women who are far more attractive than the women you saw every day in Wisconsin.
I don't know. That's too unrealistic then.
Well,
we're not watching that show.
TV's unrealistic. Joel loved Wisconsin. Did he marry a woman from Wisconsin?
No, he married a Houstonian.
Did you marry? You spent time in Wisconsin. Did you marry a woman from Wisconsin?
Hells no.
All right then.
Okay. I couldn't afford that food bill.
That's ugly.
So apparently we had our. So Frankie has got a job. I don't know if you know. She got a job.
Working for who?
She's working for August Pfluger, who's a Midland congressman.
I thought you called him a Midland congressman.
No, Midland.
Midland, Texas. Is he a state congressman or a U.S. congressman?
A U.S. congressman.
So she's still going to be in Washington?
Yes. Okay. Yes, she's working on the Capitol building. And then they had their swearing in on Sunday, and today was the opening bell. And apparently, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, who's a Democrat from Missouri, had the traditional prayer to start, and the ending of it was amen and a women.
I'm probably pointed to as the liberal on this show. But I'm not sure amen has anything to do with gender.
No, amen is actually Latin for so be it.
Exactly. So that is a man trying too hard. You don't have to be that woke, particularly when the word isn't English and it doesn't has anything to do with gender.
Way too hard.
Yeah. That's
way too hard.
You're trying too hard. No one would have cared.
Mm-mm. So do you have that video that Lance sent you?
Did he send me something? I haven't checked my email in a while.
He sent you a video that we have to play.
Is it?
And while you're looking for that, a man spent 89 pounds legally changing his name to Celine Dion after getting drunk watching her concert over Christmas. So he got so wasted that he felt like he needed to change his name to Celine Dion. His name was Thomas Dodd. Do you think that you'd like to be called Celine Dion?
It's not a goal of mine. I mean, it wouldn't be that confusing. Actually, you know what? If you were applying for jobs and Celine Dion came across, it would grab the employer's attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good way to get in the door, at least. I don't know if you get hired once they figure out, you're not Celine.
Uh-huh.
But as far as name recognition, I like it. But then you got to be Celine your entire life.
I mean, that's the only problem with it. Do you want to be Celine Dion forever?
No, but I wouldn't want to be Cavassier either. Guys get named that by their parents.
Oh, I like that.
Cavassier Smoke, I think that's a great name.
You could be Core.
I wonder if he goes by an initial. I mean, not initial, but a nickname.
Yeah, I mean, your Core. That would be totally sweet to have Cavassier as your name.
But Cavassier Smoke is an awesome name.
Yes.
I bet you couldn't spell Cavassier the way he spells it, no matter how many tries they gave you.
It's not C-O-U-R-D-O-S-I-E-R?
No. He couldn't be called Core because those aren't the letters.
Well, then how is his name Cavassier if you spell
Cavassier? Think about it. You put a
C-A?
What do you put on something you want to make it cool? You usually put a Z, but when it's a C, what would you put on to make it cool?
K.
There you go. Cavassier Smoke. K-A-V-O-S-I-E-Y.
Not even close.
Cavassier. K-A-V-O-S-I-E-Y Smoke. Cavassier Smoke. Plays for Kentucky. Love that name.
Love that.
Running back for Kentucky.
Love that, man. Love that guy.
I'd take that over Celine Dion, I think.
Yeah, me too. I want Cavassier Smoke. No question about that. What else do we got here? How about this guy? Apparently, a man built a secret tunnel to his lover's house, but was busted by her husband.
It's not so secret, then.
It's not.
A tunnel. Wasn't in this country, was it?
Why don't you just wait till he goes to work?
Yeah, and walk over there. It's like, is he a king?
It's in Tijuana. How the hell did you tunnel? You are so, man, y'all tell me what, she must be good. I'm going to tell you this.
And maybe she has a husband who you don't want to come run across.
Well,
either,
I guess not.
You're building a tunnel.
But guess what? He found you, though.
True. I applaud the ingenuity because things when I see tunnels is on crime shows when they're building tunnels to run their drugs through.
Yeah.
On narcos. I've never seen it to get to a girl. I've heard of secret passageways that I don't know if it was about an American president, but he, some ruler would use a secret passageway to get to his mistress. I've seen those, but man, never for a dude.
Not just a regular guy.
Yeah.
A king, yeah, you could have a bunch of guys digging it for you.
Yeah.
Would you dig a tunnel by yourself?
Is it enough to walk through? Is he crawling through?
Oh. How? And by the way, by the time you get there, you're all stanky.
Yeah, she doesn't want any part. You got to hop in her shower, leave dirt all over the place.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, stop.
Maybe Jeff Aronoff.
She better be really, 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 really good.
Would Jeff Aronoff do a job to, you know, tile a tunnel?
Well, I don't know. I don't think he's ever asked me to build a tunnel, but.
It's not a small job.
It's not. It's a big job. All right. So Jeff Aronoff could do it. All right. We're done. We'll play that audio for you next time, tomorrow. Right here on ESPN. It's pretty good. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Glad to be back and listen in tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.